Welcome to Growing Hope with Katherine Lang, coming to you from the rolling hills of Big Spring Valley in beautiful Alabama. Katherine Lang offers words of encouragement and hope to help grow up lives boldly pursuing peace and joy. Katherine seeks out the rainbows of life while sharing her lollipops of encouragement along her journey. Here on Growing Hope, she features words to help hope and grow courage, all while challenging herself and listeners to radical choices and bold purpose. This is Growing Hope with Katherine Lang, where we are growing hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. And now, here's your host, Katherine Lang.
Hello and welcome to Growing Hope, where we are investing just a few minutes to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. I am Katherine Lang, and I am your faithful and faith-filled rainbows and lollipops host because I know that the breakthrough is just around the corner, and I will live in that breakthrough if I just keep pushing through it. It takes action to create the actions that will get me through it because action grows momentum and momentum keeps me going. There is a difference between being busy and being active. But if I invest in purposeful actions, then I will always come out on the other side of the game in a positive light. I develop a habit of growing momentum for my life when I recognize the power of action, no matter how big or how small, because action never leads to failure. Never. Action begets action. They feed each other. Action produces results of some shape, form, or fashion. Actions do not have to be big to be effective. Little things add up. And actions have to be unique to be effective. They have to be mine. The other day, I was challenged to examine my own journey and determine what was off kilter to keep me from reaching my success. But the real challenge was to do something about what I observed. I took that challenge to heart and committed to do something, anything, just one more thing every single day. I know from past experience that if I do something, then I'm more apt to do something more. It's that first step, that first task, that first dirty dish that is the biggest challenge. But once I get moving, I can keep moving. An object in motion really does stay in motion, and a person invested in purposeful actions will continue in purposeful actions. Momentum is a powerful tool. If I can harness that power, the power of momentum, by growing up even more momentum for my life, then I will reach the success that I desire. It's right there. But if I never do anything, then I will never have anything. It's going to take action. Every spring, the hummingbirds show up at our home. We started putting out feeders not long after we moved to this location. There have been years when up to 50 hummingbirds would crowd on our front porch. Some years I forget to put out the feeders until later in the season. But over the past several years, there's been one persistent hummingbird that has announced his arrival by tapping on my window every single day until I put out the feeders. But now, not just any window, he taps on every window where I'm located. He happens somehow to know. If I'm in the bedroom, he taps on the bedroom window. If I'm in the office, he taps on the office window. He always knows where I am in the house. But this year, I was prepared. This time, when he tapped that very first time, I went out and filled the feeders and hung them up. But he kept tapping. Every day, several times a day, he'd tap on my window. I tried telling him the feeders were in the backyard, but he just kept tapping. I finally moved one of the feeders to the front porch, right next to where my office is, so that when he tapped, it was literally next door to him. I mean, just all he had to do was turn. I can see it from my office window. So he tapped a couple more times before he finally recognized that the feeder was sitting right there. It had been almost a week, and the whole time there were feeders, but he wasn't using them. He was flying around busy, tapping on the window, but he wasn't active in getting the nectar that he needed. Too often I find myself tapping away, you know, on a window here or a window there, when the answer is staring me in the face. Instead of running around tapping on windows or standing there flapping my arms, and yes, I have done that on more than one occasion because I do talk with my hands. I'm doing it right now. I need to invest in purposeful actions that move me forward and help me get the things that I need and that I want for this journey. It does take action, not just busyness. If I'm doing the purposeful actions for my life, then it will always, always produce positive, forward-moving results for my journey. I've learned that although busy can be an issue, there is no failure in action. Action allows me to learn. Action allows me to grow. Action allows me to understand. Action allows me to move. Action allows me to accomplish. Action is never failure. Purposeful actions are powerful tools, but they do have to be on purpose and for a purpose. Movement is not necessarily action. Movement could just be the busyness. It could just be spinning my wheels. It could just be me running uphill in sand, going as fast as I can go, but getting nowhere. Unless the movement is progressing me down my path, it's sometimes just busy tapping. If I really want to reach my destination, then I have to find my way to move away from the busyness, to move away from the incessant tapping and be alert enough to see that the answer's right there, right in front of me. All I have to do is turn and then take the actions that get me to that answer that I am seeking so regularly. I have been very busy in pursuing my success, and I mean very busy. Sometimes I spend all day being busy. It's no wonder that at the end of my busy day, I look around and realize that I have accomplished nothing. Busy does not equal action. Action must be purposeful and focused. I look at my to-do list and I tackle said list in whatever type of schedule may work for my situation. Actions in this manner will always produce results. In other words, there's no failure in actions. I've heard it said all too often, I'm afraid, that everyone fails, but I disagree. I think the only people that fail are those that don't try. The only people that fail are those that refuse to take action. Failure is a byproduct of inaction. When I'm invested in purposeful actions, something positive comes out of it. Now, I may not hit the mark or reach the goal with my first attempt at purposeful action, but something will happen from the investment. When I'm invested in purposeful actions, I learn something. Sometimes it's just how not to do a task. My family loves salmon patties, and I love to cook. Now, it only made sense that I should learn how to make salmon patties. My first attempt into the realm of salmon patty production produced something that was not only not edible for my family, but even the cats turned their nose up to the offering. It was not good. But I never considered it a failure. From that one attempt, I came up with an idea for a similar patty that included ground beef instead of salmon. I also learned that I do not like the way my house smells when I fry up salmon patties. The conclusion I got from my salmon patty actions was that I have no desire to make salmon patties, which works out great since my father-in-law enjoys cooking for the boys and salmon patties are one of his go-to dishes, and he makes about 400 dozen when he makes them. It was not a failure, even though it was not a success. I learn something when I take action. I learn something about the product process that allows me to understand a better way. I learn something about what is not the best way. I learn something about what I like and I don't like. When I'm invested in learning, then I'm invested in growing, and that is always a good thing. I think a better way of saying it should be that everyone that tries is bound to mess up or miss the mark. But that does not equate failure. The first time I planted a garden, I tilled the area where I wanted to plant and set about pulling out all of the pieces of grass and the green stuff. Now, despite my efforts, I spent the next two seasons fighting off grass and green stuff that continued to sprout up in my garden. My garden was not a failure. I grew a lot as a gardener that year. Although I had watched my grandparents grow a garden year after year, it was my first solo attempt. I grew in physical strength because regular weeding and tilling will do that for you. I grew in knowledge because I had to research ideas and experiences of others to learn how to fix this green stuff in the garden that wasn't supposed to be there. The first garden attempt was not a failure because I grew personally, but I also grew plants, which was what the process was supposed to produce in the first place. I'm growing as my garden grows, and I'm also beginning to understand that not everything is meant to be in my garden. One, because it requires way too much effort, and two, because I just don't like it. Not everything is for everyone, and that's a good thing. It keeps variety in the mix. One of my first years, I planted a huge vegetable garden with everything in it. And over half of what I planted went to waste. It wasted on the vine. I got tired of manning the garden on my own. It was a huge garden. Did I mention that it was supposed to be a family garden? And I also just had had enough of the okra or the squash or the tomatoes or whatever it was that was growing. I understand now that if I do plant a big, giant vegetable garden, then I need to have the expectation of maintaining it on my own. And I need to learn how to do some canning. That way, the excess does not go to waste. I understand better because I took the actions that made the way for me to understand. Had I not had that experience, I might have gone through the rest of my life believing that a family garden would be maintained by the family. Don't get me wrong now, my family does plenty. We mow the yard together, and we have about 10 acres of yard, so it's a task. We do the household chores together. We cook together. My family helps. But, I got dependent on that help. I would dole out the chores and conveniently plan it so that I had very little I had to do. Because I quit doing the daily chores, I just quit doing. Now that my older boys are going off to school and my husband is on a different work schedule, I suddenly have a lot of chores that are left unattended unless I do them. And since I haven't been doing them, it has been tough to get going. Not too long ago, the doctor told my father-in-law that if he wanted to make his joints stop hurting, then he needed to use his joints because moving the joints helped to lubricate the joints, which helps them to move better. I have to start lubricating my chore joints so that I can get things done. Now, one of the ways is I took down the family chore chart that had everything doled out and allocated, and I reposted just a need-to-get-done chart. Now, if I walk by the trash can and it needs to be emptied, I'm going to empty it instead of calling out to one of the boys to do it for me. I'm getting back to the habit of emptying it instead of relying on others. The more I move, the easier it becomes. And the more I move, the more I get accomplished. When I take action, then things get done. And that's the final way that proves that action does not fail. As soon as my children were old enough to walk, they began helping around the house. They made their beds as toddlers, sometimes with adult assistance, but most of the time they just did the best that they could do. Even when they didn't get it right, I avoided telling them that they had failed. Not because I wanted them to feel better or because they had tried and the political correct nonsense is that everyone gets the same trophy. I avoided failure because I believe that any action and any attempt is never a failure. It might not be a win, but it's not a failure. According to the Webster's Dictionary from 1828, failure is defined as decay. And decay implies dying, which is one of the reasons I say that any action will never be a failure, because action indicates life. It also defines failure as a deficiency, which is to say that there is a defect or want. I guess with that definition, it could be a little bit easier to understand how so many people try to define the lack of exact results as a failure. But in all honesty, an action produces some type of result, always. If nothing else, it should encourage me to take action, to understand that I am here on purpose, for a purpose. That alone should be an ignition switch. See, God tells me to take action. You get that, right? God chose me. Isaiah 41:9 says it this way: I brought you from the ends of the earth. I called you from its furthest corners and said to you, you are my servant, which means I am specifically called out by God for action. That's what a servant does, takes action. Jesus warned of what happens when I make the choice not to act. In Matthew 7:26, Jesus states that anyone who hears the words of his teaching and then chooses not to act on those words, that person is like the foolish man who built his house on the sand. We are to learn, but then we're to act. We're to take action. And it is only the choice of not acting on the words of God that I end up failing and having my whole house crumble down around me. Things don't always go the way I want it to. Believe me. Even when I build up the courage to take a step or to take action, things don't always work out the way I expected. Sometimes they're better. Sometimes they're worse. Most of the time, they're just different. Different is not failure. It's just different. Jeremiah 8:4 puts it this way. You know, if a man falls down, he gets up again. And if a man goes the wrong way, he turns around and comes back. It's not complicated. It's simple. I'm going the wrong way. I turn around and come back. That's not failure. That's exercise. It's not that he fails. It's just that he went the wrong way or the different way. There's a big difference in our understanding that allows us to drive to that next action. If we see that action's always going to equate to success in some shape or form, but no matter what that shape or form, that it's never a failure, then we're encouraged to keep moving. If you knew that you would not fail, how much more courage would you have to take that next step? I'm telling you right now that if you take action, then you will not fail. There is no failure in action. Thank you so much for joining me in this action-packed episode of Growing Hope. I would love to hear about your action-filled journey. You can email me over at radio@katherinelang.com, or you can connect with me by visiting the website, www.katherinelang.com. I would also love to connect with you on social media. You can find me all around the internet by searching for Katherine C. Lang. On Facebook, I'm The Katherine C. Lang. On Twitter, it's @KatherineCLang. On Google Plus, it's the plus symbol Katherine C. Lang. And on YouTube, it's The Katherine C. Lang. You can also listen to this syndicated broadcast of Growing Hope by visiting katherinelang.com/on-air. I am Katherine Lang, your rainbows and lollipops host, because every day holds a promise of more, and every action contains the power of possibility. It's not about what the world says or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of the world. My prayer today is, and my prayer will always be, that the words I share are helping establish foundations of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world around us, because we are so much more than the world could ever begin to imagine. We are designed on purpose for a purpose. God has amazing things planned. And the most amazing thing is that He wants me to be a part of it. As a matter of fact, He's called me to be a part of it. He is challenging me to step out in action on purpose to be a part of all that He's doing. And that's an amazing blessing for my life. I want that for you. That's why I call hope hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. Remember, in all that you're doing, be blessed and be a blessing.
Thanks for joining us this week for Growing Hope with Catherine Lang. Catherine is a leader in encouragement, a networking specialist, and your Hope Smith extraordinaire. To learn more about Growing Hope, visit Catherine's website at www.catherinelang.com. That's www.catherinelang.com. Catherine is also available to speak or teach at your next event. Use the contact form on the website or email Catherine with queries or questions at contactus@catherinelang.com. If you are looking for more hope and inspiration for your week, you can sign up for the Reflections column that mails out each Sunday at www.catherinelang.com/reflections. And be sure to join us back here each week for Growing Hope, where Catherine shares her heart for encouragement and her vision for hope. Until next week, keep watching for that place where your heart is open to pursue the extraordinary.